Keys. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
It's getting to be a regular thing, those 10 bells. Are you not talking, or you just fall asleep?
I'm sad. I'm just sad. So you can leave everybody with like sadness for another week until they get back to the joy.
No. You start it, you recognize, and we're going to recognize two. One known to me, known to my program. The other one known worldwide. But you want to start it off, you want to remember, you want to, honor, and then we'll try to entertain, which we won't be very successful at, but we'll try. First and foremost, Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Yeah. Airhead.
Skin cancer.
Yeah. And we live in Florida. That's a big deal here.
Well, it's huge, and people forget.
You had skin cancer.
Oh,
better removed.
Absolutely. You know, my dad, I go to the skin doctor, the dermatologist, more than I go to another doctor, my regular doctor.
And when we went to Orlando this weekend, I drove the Jeep on Sunday, and I kept the top up because I know you don't like to be in the sun.
I appreciate it. I hate the sun. Sun is not your friend.
It's not your friend.
Right. The other passing, and this is tragic. I mean, not that Jimmy Buffett wasn't, and almost every death is tragic, and I'm going to piss some people off here in a minute, but that's my job. Mike Williams, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yeah.
Died tragically on a construction site. Beam fell and hit him in the head.
I've seen reports he made $12 million in his playing career. You know, like at 36, he's doing construction work. I was more shocked by like the lifestyle of a famous athlete, a great top-level guy, NFL guy, played for, 10 seasons?
I don't know how long he played. I think he was here in Tampa for four.
But at 36, doing construction work, I was shocked. I was shocked at the way he died.
I think people couldn't survive with my lifestyle of doing nothing.
That's true.
Right?
Do nothing better than
nothing. I do nothing, right. And you get bored.
You're better than the homeless guys.
Well, they do know. I don't know. They try to stay out of the sun. But at least he was working. He was staying busy. You know, we don't know, did he invest? Did he invest wrong? Did money get stolen from him? On and on and on. But there's somebody that follows me on the Book of Face, Alan Townsend. And I want to give him the credit for this because he put this post up. And think about this for a second. This is what he put up. Can any of my sports-minded friends explain something to me? Why former Buccaneer wide receiver Mike Williams, who was killed while working after his NFL career, and his family started a GoFundMe to help with expenses for his family to get to Tampa. And not one NFL player, at the point maybe when he posted this, I can't prove any of that, not one NFL player allegedly has contributed. But the kid from Buffalo, who was alive and well-received and did receive millions and millions of dollars via donations that went to his charity, it did not go to him. So let me correct that from out. Right. Of the Bills.
Right.
Ironically, Mike Williams played in Buffalo as well.
Sure.
You know, and I get that post, and somebody said, well, millions and millions of people saw what happened during the Buffalo Cincinnati game. A lot of people still don't even know what happened to Mike Williams.
Right.
And it is tragic.
And we don't know the story either. I mean, we don't know why was he working construction on his own investment property, whether it is.
Does it matter?
Does it
matter?
It kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it kind of does.
How does it matter?
Well, it's more tragic if he lost $10-12 million in his life, had to go back to working a day-to-day job, construction job, and he lost it. And it, as opposed to, like, he had this money, he was building a condo to make an investment. He was just there on site and fell.
No, it said he was working, first of all. And even if it fell while it was on his site, what are you, honestly, are you really a moron? I'm just asking. It's a serious question.
Why would it cost us more?
Because it doesn't matter whether it was an investment property or he was working as every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I think it does in the scheme of if they're asking for GoFundMe funds to help pay for family and members, and this is an investment property, and he has an estate.
That's different. That's different.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's not what you said.
We don't know the content.
Hold on a second.
Because we know.
Hold on a second. You said about the tragic death. You never brought up what I brought up about the GoFundMe.
Right.
You didn't say that you're questioning the GoFundMe. You were questioning whether he had money, he didn't have money, and that he died on it.
Because there's no need for the GoFundMe if he has a $12 million investment.
I can
estate that's going to come to the family.
I'm okay with that.
But we know, you and I know, people who have been at the top level in certain sports that have gone back to day labor, that have lived in shelter after their heyday,
absolutely,
after their career has ended. So
pretty big name boxer here locally.
I'm not mentioning names.
I'm not either. I didn't either.
But is it one of those stories where it's real? Is it one of those stories where it's an investment? Is it one of those things where on paper it has to look like ludicrous? Claims that he's bankrupt. He has no money because he doesn't want to pay child support or alimony or whatever it is. So there's a lot of ways to, like, you know.
Oh, no, of course. No.
But if he was really working on his job after his playing career.
Hold on a second. He was really working. Even if he was, and we don't know. I don't know. You are supposed to do the research, and you do an awful job of it.
Well, I almost got a heart attack the other day. Yeah, I was driving. I found it on the side of the road.
It doesn't matter how he died on a construction site. If a beam fell and landed on his head and killed him, I don't care if he was there as a staff's own temporary laborer,
right,
as the owner of the property, as the GC.
Sure.
You know, it's tragic. Right. I get you saying if it was an investment property and he has $13 million, and why is there a GoFundMe and whatever.
That's what I'm asking. I want to know the content.
Of the GoFundMe.
Of the GoFundMe.
But you continue to say his death while he was on the, did he need to be on the construction site? It doesn't matter if he needed to.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about the financial stability of where he was at the time. That's all, that's my question.
Okay.
If he lost the money, be like you said, bad accountants and they.
I get what you're saying. If there's millions of dollars, if there's $500,000, if there's money in a bank account, I understand what you're saying about the GoFundMe. And again, I just read, you know, what Alan put up and was responding to that. So,
I started to go for me to get to the radio show.
I'm sure.
I needed gas money.
Well, when I pulled up here, I almost started to go fund me to find you.
Well, turn the lights back on. Yeah. We need some help.
Soft opening for Tito's restaurant on Saturday.
Is that the name?
It was, I think it's called Tito's Place. Yeah. No, it's Tito's something. I'll look it up. I mean, I didn't go, so, because it was a soft opening.
Okay.
I want the big opening.
Yeah.
I want the Buffett, the Jimmy Buffett.
The soft opening usually when the friend and family come. Like, isn't like a, they do friend and family, then they do a soft opening to kind of test the system.
I think what Tito did, because he likes his friends and family, is he did the soft opening to get everything right and ready for when his friends and family come. That is pretty much what the input that I got. So I will be headed up, and I haven't decided who will be going with me. Nah, pretty much not. You could probably be, you know, work as the dishwasher. I think we could get that hammered down. All right. Let's hit this break, and then I want to talk to you about a TV show that I've been watching. And honestly, you know, I'm going to see if I can get some honest responses from you. And shocking, I'll give you my honest opinion as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
Yo, this is Sebastian Bach, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Turn it up.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Randy Jones. I'm the cowboy from Village People. I sing YMCA, and I sing a song called Macho Man. But you're listening to Knockout Radio and my friend, the Nacho Man.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio. I am the Nick Pizza Man. That's the Nacho Man.
They're so stupid names.
That's great. I've been calling you the Nacho Man for years.
And I've never liked it. I thought it was stupid.
Because you know what you're saved in my phone as? OG Nacho Man.
So you've called me the Nacho Man because of my relationship with the Macho Man.
No, with food.
With, no.
No, Macho Man, the wrestler, right. Your relationship.
Right.
But you're such a big foodie, all about buffets and just eating food. Yeah, nachos is where you.
And I've always thought it was stupid, just like I've always thought you were stupid. But when we're hanging with the cowboy, and he did sing Macho Man, and we became friends in 2 days, you mentioned it, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. And it was cool. The original cowboy. I went and I looked at a couple albums. We're going to have some giveaways with Randy's signature on it.
Yeah.
And
you know, in the music industry,
he was an interesting looking dude back in the 70s.
In the music industry, I'm known as the Making Pizza Man. So if I could just get Dave Manley to, you know, commemorate that with a bobblehead figurine.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I already made a deal with Dave.
Because now I put the Village People autographed Naked Pizza Man album next to my Mickey D drum snare. And they both say, to the Naked Pizza Man. So starting to get some traction with this.
A, you're still an idiot. B, you'll always be an idiot. And C, you can get a bobblehead made. Why are you waiting on Dave Manley? Go get one made.
Well, it's better if it's a surprise. Well, I want to be surprised. Like, whenever I walk in, there's like a box, and it's like custom made.
Yeah, it ain't happen. It ain't ever going to happen.
The Red Bull.
All right, so a new TV show that we've been watching, it's called Survive the Raft. Okay? So it's similar to Big Brother, similar to Survivor.
Raft.
Raft.
Like a floating device?
Yes.
Like Mark Twain.
They're floating in the water. So no, just, it's like in the water. And then they have to go do things like on this island. Like they literally have to go find food.
Like a wooden raft?
Yeah.
Inflatable raft.
It's not an inflatable raft. You know, there's got some berthings, you know, where you can sleep and whatever.
It's like Mark Twain.
So, stop being a moron.
I'm just saying.
So, eight people, they picked these eight people. Now, I guess this was done, this scientific science project was done like 50 years ago. How they get along, how this, how that. So they put these eight, I think it's eight people on a raft together.
Okay.
The premise is to see how they'll get along, how they'll relate, how they'll, and in today's society, and of course race was on in the very first episode. I almost turned it off, you know, because of that. There's functions that you do and that you bank money. And there's a safe on the raft.
Okay.
And so if you go do, like the last episode I watched, you had to, like, there was ropes coming off of this giant pole. And so people are holding the ropes all the way around in a circle. And if you held the pole up for 45 minutes, you'd get $30,000.
Okay.
That goes in the bank. They had to, like, pull something, and each one got $10,000. Now, there's always one of these little carrots. Like, you can take, you had to go fill these bags up with coconuts and things from the woods. There was a red apple. If someone took that red apple, and nobody would know, okay, because it's taken out, you grab and move the red apple, you get $50,000.
Okay.
And nobody would know that you did it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, every episode.
Wait. So nobody's going to know you did it. Well, where's the money going to go? You're on a raft.
Well, it's when the show ends. You'll get the 50 grand. It's not like they hand it to you and then.
No. I'm on a raft.
So every episode, they bring a new person to the raft. And then he tries to infiltrate. And they tries to get in with seven. So they boot somebody out to bring this person in.
Okay.
They continue to say, we're family. Well, we're family. Nobody's going to do it. We're family. And it's kind of like The Ultimate Fighter. You're not family. You met 2 minutes ago when you swam on the boat.
It's a game show.
Right. So my question to you is, and think about this before you answer.
Right.
Okay? Because there's been some, it was for $10,000. Now, they were cool as on this episode the other day with like a minute left. They're like, hey, why don't you go grab the 10 grand? And then this other guy who I can't stand with 8 seconds left, go grab it.
Sure.
I get that. Okay? Would you, and what would the number be for you to take money that nobody would know that you took? Now, they would know.
Like it's a setup.
I know. Well, I think they would know that money was taken.
Right. They would know which one you took.
They wouldn't know which one it was.
I think if I was in that real scenario, I would feel like it's a trap. Because all those reality shows, there's always a trap behind an action and then a setup and then a ploy. I think if you took the short-term money, I feel like there's a bigger payoff on it. Like for example, like last night they did a tribute to Bob Barker, who passed away last week, and they showed the punch-out game where a guy got
right.
five grand,
right?
And he's like, no, I don't want it.
Right.
And he put it back.
And they laughed
back,
at him. Right.
And his wife's like freaking out. Right. And then he got $10,000 on the back on the next slot. So I feel like in a game show like that, the prizes can be so massive. And the longer you last on it, the more you can turn it into a career afterwards.
I mean, I get to turn it into a career. You never know who can see.
I would say I would be a team player and I would not take the money. Because if it got exposed later, or somebody got a secret sign that you get to see who took it because you won this challenge, then somebody would know and then it would be over. So I think I would pass, unless there was enough money where I wouldn't care.
Well, and what's that number?
$6.
Because to me, $50,000 is
$50,000 a lot. But it's not a lot in game show money.
Well, but you don't know. Like right now, they're only at, I think they're under 200,000 right now, and there's eight of them.
Well, $50,000 is like a luxury tax on a game show.
It's 20. You get 20, 25.
Yeah. It says it worth $20,000 to end your season.
The guy just got booted off. He got nothing. So he's been on since the very beginning. Now he opened his mouth. And the beauty of this show is, like, he got thrown to the wolves. New guy comes in. And the best scene of the whole thing is he goes, I'm the captain now, like from something Phillips. Remember the Tom Hanks movie, Mr. Phillips or whatever?
Wilson?
No, that's when he gets on the island. This is when the pirates take over the ship. And the one pirate goes, I'm the captain now. So one guy's come in and he's already like, he organized this coup and then said, I didn't do it, and got this guy thrown off the boat, who was instigating whatever. But he's now gone, and he's made nothing.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's
Taking $50,000.
I don't think there's any...
taking $50,000.
After the Russian coup didn't work out, and, like, I don't think anybody's going to do any more coups.
The January 6th coup.
I'm going to mess up with the coup right now. Putin put an end to that.
I'm taking the $50,000.
I think $50,000 is enough to, like, take a shot.
And I think somebody, you know, if you explain it that way... Yeah, there's going to be people that are going to look down on you, but then there's other people that are going to go, it's a good business decision.
Yeah.
A, you get off the boat. They've been on the boat for, what, 2 weeks now?
I mean, you can't really call it a boat if it's a raft. You know that wall? Is that a wall?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a pontoon?
Yeah.
No, that's not
what they call it, survive the raft. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to visualize it. I've never seen this.
It's not a luxury boat. You know, it's like a whole bunch of racks. You know, kind of like
I'm picturing like wood tied together with twine.
There was a vegan whatever those people are called. And so they find two chickens on the island and they bring them back, and she loses her mind and makes them take the chickens back.
Right. Well, speaking of those, might be the ones that Steve Linnea found at the Publix.
Yeah, could be.
On Labor Day. He was walking to a Publix and ran across two chickens. He goes, hey, I'm going to get your cousins. Inside.
Why would you go into Publix and buy the cousins? Just grab those two. He lives in the woods.
Well, but he can't run that fast. He's slow. Have we seen
his He's not Grease Lightning like Rocky?
His boxing videos.
All right. I know we got about 5 or 6 minutes before the next break. NFL season starts tomorrow.
Does it really?
Tomorrow.
What? Who plays?
Kansas City, Detroit.
Oh.
So does Detroit's bubble get busted opening night? You know, people think this is Detroit's year.
What?
I don't know if it's Detroit's year to win 6 games, win 12 games, get into the playoffs. You know, I don't know what. And I would be very wrong of myself to saying congrats to one of the top 20 or 25 teams in NCAA. The Buffs, Colorado. Oh, yeah.
Coach Prime just put it on. TCU. What are they called? The Horny Frogs? Is that what they're called?
No, they're the something frogs. I can't even Horn Frogs. I love the one real meme video of Dion where he's like, what makes you think I care what you think of me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of been my thing since day one.
Yeah,
why would I care?
You've accomplished stuff.
No, I understand that.
You can't.
Not to that level.
But see, like, I, you know, won a World Series. I won a Super Bowl on the same day.
Yeah.
It's like I fly from one arena to another.
I remember that. The helicopter where flew him from, yeah.
Like, you know, he's
I got 10 toes, though. He does
it. He doesn't really need
him. He doesn't.
I mean, he's getting around pretty good.
I'm a big Dion guy.
He's awesome. His sons are showing out. I mean, like, you know, because you get favoritism. So it's like, oh, your dad, the only reason you're on the team is because your dad's a coach. Right? You hear that in Little League, you hear that all the way through sports. And it's all about relationships. And for his sons to actually show out and ball and beat a team that played for the national championship last season, like just a few months ago, that program was like the best in the country. And they've come from a one-win season in Colorado.
All right, so the producer of this program, Steve, likes to say, you're all out of stories, Randy. So I got a story for you.
Okay.
So I'm coaching T-ball. Well, it wasn't T-ball, the next level up. You know, I don't remember. It's like
Little League.
Yeah, but it's not Little League, but yeah, Little League. You know, because again, Little League is sanctioned and trademarked and all that. So it was similar to that. Okay. So I remember vividly, this lady pulls up. her son is on the team. I'm coaching the team, okay? And she comes up, and you can always tell, you know, just the demeanor. This wasn't going to be a pleasant conversation. I think her son was at third base. It was a long time ago. And she starts grilling me, asking me questions. And she goes, "You have a son on the team?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." She goes, "Let me guess, he's playing shortstop." I said, "No, he's in right field," which is, in Little League, the worst position.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. In the majors, your best outfielder is in right field. Your outfielder with the best arm is in right field. Your fastest outfielder plays center field. The worst arm plays left field because it's a shorter throw to third base.
Okay.
So, you know, to keep a guy from going from first to third, you want Dave Parker in right field, because I think I could tell you two fingers or less how many people would go first to third on Dave Parker in right field. I'm going to say none. Yes, uncle. It was his uncle. So I'm like, "No, he's in right field." And it just shut her up, and she got in the car and left because of that exact reason. You know, people are the nepotism and all that. Oh, you know, your son's pitching. Oh, your son this. Oh, your son that. I won't tell you the player's name, but I'll tell you maybe off the air or if somebody comes in here. There was a former Major League Baseball player superstar. Son played at Fossil Park. My brother was coaching, and he would always show up late. Always show up late. You know, it's one of those, I'm the star of this team. Uh-huh. My brother kicked him off.
Wow.
The whole league was like, "You did what?" My brother's like, "We'll win without him. We'll win with him. We'll win without him. We'll lose with him. We'll lose without him. I'm not putting up with that." To always, it's kind of like you always showing up late.
Well, I mean, it's just, speaking of showing up late, DJ Tony in the building. But no, it's one of those things where, like, you know.
Hold on, I got to go check the GNAT and make sure that it's.
But you know, on. But you're right. The opportunity to play at that level is because of who Deion is. Those are his sons. But they had to perform and they had to execute when it came time to play a high quality team in TCU, and they absolutely did on a big stage with all the pressure, all eyeballs on them, and. Got a concerned look on your face.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm happy about this.
About what?
I'm really not. I'm gonna lose a friend here.
What
happened? I'm gonna tell you. We're gonna hit this break, and I'm not real happy about what I just saw on the Book of Face.
Whoa.
We'll discuss it when I return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People, and you're listening to Knockout Radio, and you better watch out, because I'm going to be there before you know it. Take care.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart of World Championship Wrestling. And guess who I'm standing next to? Randy Harris. Hey, Randy, just remember one thing. Never trust a midget.
Moonlight and magnolias, starlight in your hair. All the world a dream come true.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza.
Don't
try to get me in a good mood.
Well, no, but when you have a liner, and you know, only thing time-stamped of like, hey, today is January 3rd of 1986. The only other way to timestamp a liner is by Jimmy Hart, you know, saying the word midget. Because you can't say that in today's world.
All right, ironically, this is a wrestling situation.
Okay, wrestling.
And with Jimmy Mouth of the South.
You don't wait.
All right. I need your full attention on this because I'm getting ready to. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
I don't know how mad I am about this.
What are you mad about?
And I possibly could lose a friend on this.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on taking photographs at a funeral?
Oh, are you talking about the girl that did it in a bikini?
No. Just answer the question.
Photographs at a funeral with the casket?
No.
Or with the person in the casket?
No. Taking pictures of people that are at a funeral because they're celebrities.
Ooh.
Yeah, this isn't. I'm not happy about this.
I think it depends.
It doesn't depend.
I think it does.
It does not depend.
Because, look, here's the thing.
Not a photo op. It's a funeral.
It's a photo op. The funeral photo op, right? But here's why. Because in the moment, there's so much grief and so much things. People are numb. People are in shock. People don't know. Like, they're just going through.
Shut up. Look at that picture.
Before I look at it, I want to just answer the thing, and then I'll look and I'll reassess. But people will want to remember who came, who showed support.
No.
Who was there for them.
No.
When they needed them. Like, when they were really there.
Let me see it. Yeah, I think if that's the funeral, that may not be. Well, it's the service.
The reception. Oh, it's, the casket's in the background.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, the thumbs up is a little much.
So, obviously, this is Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda's funeral service.
With Brian Skaggs.
Well, I wasn't going to say names and stuff.
Well, at least the Undertaker's there. I mean, it's a funeral. If you're gonna,
it's not funny. Hold on.
Hold on. But if you're gonna do a funeral, you would want the Undertaker to be in the picture. I mean, there's no better. That is the best. The only way it's acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
If the Undertaker's there in the picture with the casket,
it's no, no. I'm sorry.
I mean, but that's the only way that
works. So I'm assuming that you would do something this stupid.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I would take the photo inside like that.
Yeah, bad taste. You know,
is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Public. Yeah, it's public. I think that's awful.
I mean, it's one thing to have it personal and just something to remember. We could have done it out in the reception area, or it's a little.
Are you sure that's the casket in the back?
Yeah, look. The flowers are on it. And it's a casket. But you have the Undertaker to the right.
I don't know if that is.
What do you mean? Well, you don't know that is.
It could be the stage. It could be a stage.
Let me see it again.
It could be.
No, there's no. That has to be the casket.
No, it's not. It's not the casket.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not the casket.
Okay, so if it's an empty room, he's already left.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm maybe not the same day. Maybe not post it like 30 minutes after the service.
Oh, you're right. It is a stage.
Yeah, it's the stage.
It does look like
it does. It does. It does.
But who do you fault for the photo? I mean, is it the guy in the middle? Is it the guy taking the picture?
All right. Of the three people in that picture,
is it the wife?
And you named one is Jerry Sags, and the other is The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident The Undertaker didn't ask for that photo.
Well.
Dead air's not good.
Yeah, I'm a little taken back.
Yeah,
by it. I mean, because it's a real funeral for a wrestling.
It's not even that it's a wrestling. It's a funeral. Yeah. It's a funeral.
But you know, people are out there and they're like, "Hey, at my funeral, don't be sad for me. I want you to party. I want you to bring in kegs and pretend like I'm not dead. And this is what I would want."
It's hard to pretend you're not dead when you're laying there.
You're my friends, and like, I don't want anybody to change. I don't want anybody to be sad. So if the person. If you knew them in real life and you knew that was their demeanor and you would want things to resume as normal.
And I do think that is the demeanor of Wyndham Rotunda.
I do. That's what I've heard from stories that I know and from engaging.
The conversation that
right.
we had with them.
So if that's the instruction, then you can't really fault anyone for doing things as normal because this is part of normal life. Selfies and wrestlers and photo ops.
You are what we, well, I won't use the word. You are a photo prostitute. Okay. Yeah, you are. You are.
I've gotten some photos.
You are a photo prostitute.
Well,
and I honestly think that you would. I'm not saying that you wouldn't do it, but I think you would consider not doing it.
What? Not a photo?
At a funeral.
Yeah.
Now again, we honestly, and I'm still upset about it. We don't know where this is. Obviously, this is. A portion of the funeral, whether it's the service, whether it was the funeral, whether it was the after,
right.
You know, whatever. And you're right. I'm going to change for a second in that a lot of people have said, don't be sad.
Right.
I want you sad when I'm dead. Okay. Let's be honest.
I'll be happy.
Well, I know you will because you think you're taking this over.
I got the microphone.
You don't. I'm telling you, it's in the will to burn everything. Yep. Yep.
But no, it's a. That's a tough one because you just don't know. I don't know.
And let's see how many photos start popping up.
From the funeral.
You know, I remember vividly at Otto Graham's funeral and no cameras, no this, no that. And a TV station snuck a camera in.
A different era.
George Steinbrenner fell.
See, we didn't have cell phones. That everybody wasn't a media specialist back then. You know, now everybody has a microphone and a camera, and everybody documents everything. So that technology wasn't around when those, you know, tragedy to Otto Graham when he passed. Plus, I think, you know, that world is now more common, right? Like death used to be so heavy and
great. It is heavy. It still is.
But it's not as heavy as it once was. I don't know.
What?
I think it's because people are now familiar with it more.
They're familiar with death.
Well, then there's services online. I've attended my friend John Brilliant in Denver. It was an online service, a stream. You know, you're letting cameras in to view the you know, tributes and the eulogies and the things. So I think it's becoming part of more normal of being a part of the grieving process, where it used to be immediate family only in a private funeral home. And it was just immediate people, but I think now is with technology, I think it's more public, and especially when you're talking about a superstar, a wrestler. I mean, it's not like Biggie. When Biggie died, they put him in a casket, drove through Brooklyn, and they started playing songs, and like the whole city came out, and that was their way of celebrating the life he lived on Earth.
I get that, and I don't have a problem with that. I just kind of, you know, taking.
Does it matter that it wasn't a selfie?
It wasn't a selfie.
It wasn't a selfie.
But it's the same thing. Somebody took a picture of these three people together.
It's a lot different if it's a selfie with you and with celebrity at the funeral.
Nah, it's the same thing.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it changes.
No, not at all. This is a better picture because you ask somebody to take it and it's not a selfie. It's no.
Can I have a selfie with a guy named Mickey Dolenz? He's a drummer for a band. And
Do you even know the band?
What's that?
Do you even know the band?
Well, of course, the Monkees. Spelled with two E's, not a Y.
Yes.
But Mickey spelled with a Y. But I have a selfie with him. And you have a full body shot with him because you have a great photographer and it made you look credible and made you look better. But a full body shot with a celebrity is, in my opinion, better than a selfie because a selfie could be done without the celebrity really wanting to be a part of it.
In that particular case, I agree. But if we were at, you know, Davy Jones's funeral, I wouldn't take a picture with Mickey Dolenz at Davy Jones's locker.
I mean, unless Davy Jones wanted it to be business as usual.
I mean, I get that, though. You know, I didn't think of it that way. I mean, I'm still adamant in my thoughts, you know, on it. But it makes sense. I mean, a lot of people have said.
Every time a UFC fighter comes on the show, you tell them that your next weight cut will be your cremation. Right? So, like, what kind of farewell do you want?
That's really not true, because I have a weight cut that I have to do for next year. So, really? so that'll change.
Do you have a wedding to go to?
I do have a wedding to go to.
So, what's your farewell party, end of life? What would you want to do, or how would you want your people to remember you?
Don't care.
Really?
Don't care. I'm dead.
You would. I mean, you know what I would do? I would go to a bank and open up a business banking account for $400. And then I would close it in 6 weeks.
Well, that's following in my footsteps. You know, when I'm dead, I'm not going to know anything that's going on.
But how do you want people to remember?
Don't care.
You want them to be sad? You want them to be happy? You want them to think that you're still around and like lurking, and like looking at them and watching over them? You want them to like be there to like support them? Like you're never alone. I'm always here.
Nah, see, I don't. No, none of that.
Well, how do you remember your dad? Your dad's still here with you, present?
No.
Up above, looking
no.
down?
No.
So you don't have any of that?
No. No. Yeah. You know, that's an awful big apartment complex in the sky. There's a whole lot of people in that thing fighting for location, finding for space.
I mean, they put a lot of people out in the Burning Man in the Nevada desert this week.
I don't know what that means.
What? They built a city. It's like literally, they built a city. And then they put a Burning Man statue in the middle of wood. And then they light the thing on fire at the end of this like week-long festival in the desert. They make up a city in the desert, temporary. And then this week, they got 1 inch of rain, and it flooded out. Everybody got stranded. They got stuck. They were like, so the shelter in place.
So we started this show in memory of Jimmy Buffett and Mike Williams. And Burning Man got the inch of rain in memory of the destruction of that rainstorm that came through the state of Florida.
Yeah, and there's another one brewing out there.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Hurricane Lee.
Speaking of Lee, let's lead into another break.
My middle name is Lee.
I really don't like either one of them now.
I rock you like a hurricane, and that's what I'm known in the music industry as.
This is Knockout Radio, hanging out with a real idiot. We'll be right back.
The happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hey, this is James Brown from Sporting News Radio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tequila! This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the pizza, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Randy.
No, it's not.
Well, somewhere it is.
No, it's not.
Could be, somewhere.
No, it's not.
Not here, but somewhere. Jesse Buffett's gone.
Yeah, but
Bob Barker's gone. All the legends are leaving our earth. I don't feel safe. I might be next.
I'm not going to say it, because I don't wish that.
You have a new coach.
Well, that wouldn't
be. They're not easy to find. Us talented, witty, impromptu, entertaining geniuses like myself. Like, it's hard to find us. You can't just go buy one. You can't just go to school and be like, oh, give me a co-host.
They're in those, you put a quarter in and you turn the button and the plastic thing rolls out and it's a helmet. It's the old football helmet. That's how you get co-hosts.
What's a quarter?
A quarter?
What's a quarter?
I got tickets to give away for the race tomorrow.
Oh, what? Yeah. I want to go.
You want to go tomorrow or you want to go Sunday?
What am I doing? Sunday's again.
The problem with Sunday, even though it's food and...
It's a daytime game.
Well, the Bucks have a game.
Oh, they do?
This is a football town.
Oh, yeah. Well, not really. St. Pete does not have a football team.
No, it's a football town. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
No, we're not one. We're separate.
Well, we don't like each other, but we're still
one.
We're
separated.
We're separated at birth.
Yeah. Well, but Tampa has a football team. St. Pete has a baseball team.
No, I'm well aware of that. And I've been to more football games this year, this season. I've been to more Tampa Bay Buccaneer games this season that hasn't started yet than Rays games in the past.
But just baseball's
three or four
tough,
years.
Though. It's just tough to watch.
It's awful. Even though I will say this, when we went to Colorado for an event, and Steve and I and Eric went to a Colorado Rockies game. It wasn't bad.
Well, the venue's
the
cool.
It's not even that. It was the pitch clock did speed things up.
Sure.
I did like that. And that cut off enough. I mean, I stayed for the whole. When have we ever been to something that I've stayed till the end? I don't stay till the end of the Super Bowl.
You said till the end of the fanboy convention in Orlando.
Well, that's because you had to attempt to get the cowboy on the back of your Jeep.
Right. But,
and then you got, what was that guy's name that got on your back who wanted to do some sexual things to you? Who was that guy?
Oh, Steve LeMay. Oh, no, not that one. The other.
What's the guy's name?
Anthony.
Oh, my God. The guy from that TV show that I've never seen. The Tiger whatever.
Oh, the Tiger King.
God, you are.
The Tiger King, but that wasn't, Jeff Lowe and. It's cool. I mean, that was a cool convention. It was like
I didn't know any of those guys.
DJ Tony would have lost his mind. Like, first off, you think I'm a Ninja Turtle fan?
No,
that guy is a Super Turtle fan. And they had everyone. They had the voice actors. They had the screenwriters. They had the directors. It was all Ninja Turtles all the time. And even the old actors that play, like the guy from the Revenge of the Nerds, and like all of the characters. And I was like, have you ever met a real life Ninja Turtle? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, I'm him. And then we got screenwriter play and final scenes of a movie. I didn't even know that existed. Did you?
A final scene of a movie?
Yeah, for the Ninja Turtle. Like, it only showed in Germany. The final scene, right. The final scene that they wrote in was edited for the world except Germany.
I've never seen the movie.
And so the original 1989 screenplay, we have the final page that doesn't exist.
That's not true.
We do?
No.
The photocopy of the final page.
No.
That's what he said.
I swear you don't listen to anybody that talks to you.
What are you saying?
That's the final scene of the movie. There was another scene after that was only shown in Germany.
Oh, I thought that was the final page that was missing.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Really?
Because the page that you got... is where it's the first time the word cowabunga was used. So yes, that was in the movie. There was one scene after that that was only shown in Germany.
I thought that's what he was giving us.
No.
The missing page no one has access to.
No.
Well, then now I'm upset.
Good. Then my job is done if I've gotten you upset.
That means nothing.
Well, then throw it away.
I thought it was a missing scene.
These guys must like your pizza. They ate three pies and they're taking pies with them. Have a good day, guys. Yes. Take care. Good seeing you. So no, that is the last scene that everyone has seen. Then he explained, but it's you always worry about you and not listening to people. He explained that there is a scene after that was only shown.
But don't you think it would be better if he had the final scene that was missing, the hero that didn't get shown worldwide, and that's what he used to sign his autograph on?
No, because this scene is the first time the word cowabunga was ever said.
Yeah, but that's not important. The cool factor is like something no one's ever seen before. It's like that rare thing. It's like that's what makes it cool.
You're about ready to strike out because you're 0-2.
Why?
Because I'm just saying, your take so far, you're 0-2.
That's your opinion. It can't.
That's all that matters.
Like that Chael Sonnen collectible card you have. If it's something like a misprint or like something about like the word was misspelled, right? Then it makes it more collectible, more rare, more cool. So having like a missing scene that was never shown, that was edited out, that you have a playwright sign, that's cool. I think more cool than the word cowabunga.
I don't, and I'm not a Ninja Turtle, and I'm not a freak turtle like you. Cowabunga is like one of the most iconic words from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's the word everybody thinks of. So no, I think that is kind of cool that it's a replica, it's a photocopy of the scene of the first time the word cowabunga was ever said. So no, I think that's cool.
And as far as like a design from a turtle shell standpoint, do you think they should make homes along the coast that are hurricane prone in like a turtle shell? Because they resist, like never see a turtle not survive a hurricane.
Because they're in the sewers.
Well, they're in the shell. They're
in the sewers. They're in their home. They're protected in the sewers.
And they eat pizza. Yeah. And they're martial artists. Like, I really am the world's first ninja turtle. Like, real life ninja turtle.
Okay, so coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. Is this game live? The Rays Sox, is this today? Is this yesterday? Does it say replay?
It says replay in the right hand corner in the valley. It says replay.
Wednesday. I'm trying to think because typically Thursdays are early games because they're getaway games. Okay. You know, because then you go to the next series, which, you know, it's either you both are leaving or one is leaving. It's the.
Who are we playing this weekend?
I believe Seattle.
Yeah.
At least Seattle is Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, we might go
tomorrow, boss.
I couldn't tell you. For $2 million, I couldn't name three players on the Rays team.
It's two Lowe's, Miles.
I didn't know there was two.
Yeah, one in the outfield, one in the outfield.
You think so? You're not sure.
No, but it's both. They both have the same name.
But so it's the same person.
No,
they just play two positions.
No, that's the Colorado Buffs. And that kid. What's his name?
Yeah. He played offense, defense. How is he not the leading Heisman Trophy for right now?
Yeah.
If he runs that all season, wow.
Yeah. It's on everybody. He's like Bugs Bunny. Remember that? Bugs Bunny.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
What?
Bugs Bunny's been banned.
Why?
Yeah.
What Bugs do?
It's the new you. It's the new country. It's the new world. It's the New World Order. It's the NW. Let me ask you this. Really, I should call, to be honest, I should call my nephew, who owns Curated Heat in St. Pete on Central Avenue, a vintage store. So my vintage question is, I have somewhere in my house a vintage NWO shirt. Never worn, still in the wrapping, the whole nine yards. How is that different than going to Hogan's, whatever the shop is called, and buying an NWO shirt there?
I think it's based on the tag on the back. The tag is everything in the collectible world. It's if it was an authentic, like Tap Out back in the day, that when they have the original tag, that at the back, because these aren't the same. These are
the material's different too.
Well, probably.
So it's not just the tag, but I was just curious.
I think, and they have different series. Like I know back in the day, there was like El Salvador, like the country they produced shirts for a while. So some like different countries where they were made and exported from
no longer exist.
Adds value to them.
Okay, interesting. So. All right, let's go hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, more shenanigans as well as Platinum Mike Perry coming up in hour number two.
Platinum one.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Grapefruit, a bathing suit, chew a little juicy fruit, wash away the night.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.